We are doing the Siddur Kabbalah, and we had left off with a description of Avram Avinu, and Avram's having a huge following, and then he left Haran. And when he left Haran at age 52, when God appeared to him and told him to go to the land of Israel, so that was the year 2000. And our sages tell us that this mark of the 2000, where Avram starts his journeys with Hashem, Chazal say up until that point, you had 2000 years where the world was tov. The world was in a certain sense desolate. Klomar shelo haya sham kore b'shem Hashem, meaning there was no one there calling in the name of Hashem la'ashiv rabim me'avon, to bring back the masses from sin. Ad bo'o alav shalom, till Avram may rest in peace, when may peace be upon him, until he came along. Ve'az etchilu shnei alafim Torah, and then Chazal tell us the next 2,000 years. From the year 2000, when Avram appears to Avram, when God appears to Avram, through the year 4000, the next 2000 years, meaning the period of Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Moshe Rabbeinu, yeah, the period of the Jews, the period of the first temple, that period is called 2000 years of Torah. V'karu et she'achrim yimot ha-Mashiach. And our sages say the last 2000 years, what we're in now, the last 2000 years, which is approximately since the destruction of the temple. The last 2,000 years our sages call the days of the Messiah. Lomar shem hayamim sheyatchil ha'uma bahem yimot ha-Mashiach. Meaning, in these days, the days of the Mashiach will begin. Not that the Mashiach will necessarily come in these 2,000 years, but the days of the Mashiach will begin within these 2,000 years. Lo she'teader ha-Torah bekach. Not, that doesn't mean to say that the Torah is going to be lost because in these 2,000 years Mashiach will start coming. Chalila le'el mishuv dvaro achor bevitul dat ha-Torah. God forbid that God should rescind His Torah, that Hashem should take back the Torah He gave us. Nitra merosh lo'ol me'ad. When the Torah was given, it was for eternity. So when we say the second 2,000 years were 2,000 years of Torah, and the next 2,000 years are the days of Mashiach, that's not to the exclusion of the Torah. Kol yemei sim adam alei aretz. Throughout the days that man will be on earth, the Torah is his way of life. V'amar chad chariv. And then the Talmud says, 1,000 years, the world will be destroyed. Rotze bo lefi da'ati al echad min ha-shisha. I think here the Talmud means one of six. Romez bo al rov ha-tzorot u'mvuchot miyudaot le'elef ha-shishim mitzad kabalatam. It's alluding to the tremendous number of sorrows, the known troubles that will afflict the sixth millennium. Lo sheicham en bezei inyan chidush dat v'lo inyan churban ha'olam. Doesn't mean that there's going to be a new religion or that the world will be destroyed. Yiyeh ma sheyeh mikiyumo mechurbano. Whether the world exists or is destroyed, kirtzon ha'gozer va'omer, as the will of the one who decrees and says, imayot bezot ha'agada remazim remazim le'inyanim acharim le'kitzat mefarshim. Even so, coupled with the recognition that in this Haggadah that I'm quoting, there are all kinds of illusions. The commentaries say that these 6,000 years have all kinds of illusions. You guys can see our Ramban class in Torat Hashem Tmima, where the Ramban went into what these 6,000 years refer to. Im leshiva chokhmot, some say these 6,000 years correspond to the seven forms of wisdom. V'yeh alafim milshon v'alefcha chokhma. And then the word elef doesn't mean millennium, but rather elef comes from the word le'alef, to teach wisdom. V'yazkirem zugot zugot, and they're mentioned in pairs. 2,000 desolation, 2,000 Torah, 2,000 days of Messiah. Ad ha-shvi'i, till the seventh form of wisdom, shelo tusag rak b'sholelut kol devar gufani. The only way you can attain the seventh form of wisdom, whatever that is by leaving anything mundane, anything physical, anything that has to do with their bodies. V'or mashal l'churban, and that's what our sages were alluding to when they said the 7,000 is desolation. Al derech umram, as the Torah teaches, the Talmud tells us, in Torah mitkemtel b'mishem emit atzmo aleha, the Torah can only be sustained by someone who kills himself over Torah. You can't sit here, learn Torah, and have a milkshake, and, you know, have all the amenities of life. It doesn't go together. V'chen mashamav filosof, ha'otzeh l'achyot nafsho imitena, like the philosopher taught, whoever wants to keep his soul alive should kill it. And whoever wants to kill his soul should give it life. Meaning, if you're focused on constantly feeding your soul, so you're killing yourself. If you're not focused on life's amenities, then you're really giving life to your soul. You'll be focused on what's important. So, one understanding is that this medrash, these lines in Talmud, this Haggadah, is a reference to wisdom. Another understanding is that this Haggadah refers to Lishnot Adam, to mankind's life. Shem Shivim, the human being usually lives 70 years. That's what it says in Tehillim. Imei Shnotenu, we say every Shabbos, our days, the days of our life, Beim Shivim Shana, 70 years. That's the average. V'yukach Lishon Alafim, Bimkom Asirit Lastir. And the Talmud described it as thousands instead of tens, to hide what the Talmud was telling us. The first 20 years, desolate. The next 20 years, Torah. The last set of 20 years, days of Mashiach, whatever that means. And then, whatever. Rekva yatzanu, but, what?
That refers to somebody's life.
Right. Rekva yatzanu mekavanatenu la'atzil ha'amar lefi darkenu mekaf malig u'mitgadel u'mnakel u'mchev lanu mtsudak ta'anot mitnagdot. And the Miri says, and the truth is, I've already gone off on a tangent, and the only reason is because once I've quoted this passage in the Talmud, I figured I have to save it from anyone that would mock it or try to deride it, or someone who tries to say all kinds of false things about Chazal. So to fend off all claims, I felt I had to explain this verse in Talmud. But technically, what I wanted from this verse was that Avram, when he was 52, the first set of 2,000 years concluded, and we enter the next set of 2,000 years, which are the period of Torah. Hashem appears to Avram, tells him to go to the land of Canaan, and that year we begin the 2,000 years of Torah. And we'll pick up here, Bezachim, tomorrow night.